Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek in our Missoula studios. I'm joined from the Flathead Valley by John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. Welcome again to Montana Public Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here, as always.
Well, it is certainly festival season. There's Symphony in the Park concerts happening around the state. The Baroque Festival happened recently. And the big festival, a classical music festival in the western part of the state, is certainly what's happening beginning tonight as you begin the sixth annual Festival Amadeus. First of all, congratulations in what has become obviously an annual thing now that seems to be growing and having just more and more interest around the western part of the state.
Well, thanks. We're very, very pleased that the turnout and support for Festival Amadeus, and as you say, this is our sixth season and counting, so we're very much looking forward to the opening concert this evening, which is a wonderful orchestral concert, free to the public, and very, very popular, and we have a wonderful new acoustic sound shell tent that we perform in, which is kind of a world-class little presentation space, and we're very happy to have that, and we're expecting a big crowd tonight for our kickoff concert, the open-air concert.
Well, it's seven nights of classical music and all taking place. You certainly are a Flathead Valley-based orchestra, but all of the events happening in Whitefish. Again, the Depot Park free concert is tonight. We'll certainly mention the details of that again. But then you have concerts happening at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center through the course of the week, and chamber concerts and orchestral concerts, right?
From the onset, I wanted the festival to be a combination of chamber music and orchestral music or chamber orchestra concerts. This way, the audience gets an opportunity to see most of our, if not all of our, invited soloists to perform in a more intimate setting of the chamber music, as well as see them perform as featured soloists in orchestral context, playing concerto and the like. So this has been a very, very nice formula. And starting Monday evening, we have two fantastic musicians. We have the principal violist from the Utah Symphony, Brant Bayliss, playing a set of varied works from Baroque to 20th century, accompanied by pianist April Lane. And on the second half, the wonderful double bass master, Catalin Rotaru, originally from Romania, is going to offer a chamber program with double bass and piano. So that repertoire is very, very exotic and kind of an interesting combination of instruments to begin the chamber music concert week.
You also have typically had a string quartet come in as part of the festival, right? And a really good quartet this year again.
We have the Fry Street Quartet based in Utah, and they are really great. We brought them in last year in September to do kind of a standalone recital concert, and they're just wonderful and very engaging performers, very high energy. They'll be doing a program on Tuesday night consisting of Haydn String Quartet, Britten String Quartet, and a Mozart Quintet with Brant Bayliss joining them as the second violist. So that'll be a really fabulous concert as well. That's Tuesday night.
Another chamber music concert on Wednesday before you head into what's typically an orchestral weekend, right?
The Wednesday night concert is entitled Emerging Virtuosi, and it features two younger players. Our pianist is Andrew Stope, who is a fabulous young pianist based in Texas right now, and he's a young man who came in and played Rachmaninoff 3 on essentially a week notice about a year ago, and was tremendously applauded by the audience, and he did a fantastic job. So I've invited him to come to the festival. He'll be playing a chamber music concert on Wednesday with the young violinist named Simone Porter, who is taking time off from Aspen to come and join us for the festival here for a few days, and she'll be playing with Andrew. So it's going to be an evening of solo piano music and violin and piano music. That's Wednesday night.
I'm talking with John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. Festival Amadeus in Whitefish begins this evening with a free open-air concert. It starts at 7:30 p.m. at Depot Park, and then there are ticketed concert events all week long. We'll give you details on that in just a minute. You can also check out the website anytime. GSCmusic.org has the full schedule and all the details, or the phone number 407-7000. How about a few highlights of the remaining concerts as things continue this week? Chamber music early in the week and then some symphonic music on the weekend.
That's correct. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are chamber concerts. And then the orchestra concerts takes place on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Thursday night is kind of more of a Baroque and style gallant music. So it's earlier classical music. We're doing a couple of very early pieces by Beethoven, and then we have a series of Baroque concerti which feature members of the Fry Street Quartet as individuals or playing double concerto. For instance, we're doing the Bach double concerto and the Telemann double concerto for two violas. So those two pieces, in addition to other works, will be on that program. And the following two nights are the larger orchestra nights. That's Friday and Saturday. Those concerts feature, obviously, music by Beethoven and Mozart. On Saturday night, we'll be featuring the Piano Concerto No. 1 and some Mozart symphonies and Violin Concerto No. 3. Also, on Friday night, we will be featuring Catalin Rotaro, the double bassist, playing a couple of works by the romantic double bass composer Giovanni Battassini. Really a quite interesting combination of concerts there on Friday and Saturday evening to round out the festival.
And I understand there are options for, obviously, single event tickets for a particular chamber night, and there's passes for the week. Talk about the different options and how somebody gets a ticket to attend events this week.
Absolutely. If one is interested in attending a number of concerts, the pass is always the most economical. They are also transferable to someone else. So if you have guests, you know, you can take in a concert one night and give the ticket to somebody else the next night, as long as it works under the name that the ticket is purchased under. Then we also have single ticket admission, but all the tickets are really, really selling quite quickly. So folks want to get online and purchase their tickets as soon as they're interested, or they could also call the office directly, but online is the quickest way to do it.
As it is Sunday morning, if people want tickets for, again, tonight is a free event, but starting this week, you can call the office, but buy tickets online. There will be tickets at the door, or call the office number, which is 407-7000. That's a new number, 407-7000. The website is gscmusic.org. We've been talking with John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. The 6th annual Festival Amadeus kicks off tonight. Tell us what's on the program for tonight as we close.
We're doing pieces by Mozart and Fauré, Beethoven. We're doing some music from Dvorak and Rossini. So there'll be quite a variety of pieces, and I'll be talking about the pieces to the audience. And it's a very casual kind of concert and lots of fun for the entire family.
The free open-air concert is tonight. The park opens at 6 p.m. It's at Depot Park in Whitefish. The concert begins at 7:30. John Zoltek, have a wonderful week, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to talk to you.